And I'll tell you, I believe I am happier than any of my four boys. The youngest is 4, the oldest is 13. If you ask my son right now, who's sitting on the front row, have you ever seen daddy fussing or complaining or unhappy? No, and I don't even have to worry about him answering the truth. He has never seen his daddy fussing, unhappy, or complaining. Now, have I ever seen any of you all fussing, unhappy, and complaining? See, the key is not the age. Welcome to Brothers of the Word, because brother, you need the word. And today I am going to speak from what God led me to speak from, just simply the three words, over the hill. Over the hill. And it actually means virtually what you think it means. Oftentimes when we reach a certain age, it is called being over the hill. And God just wants me to talk to those of you today who are either present or watching electronically or listening, and you have a feeling that you are over the hill. And God just wants me to say a few things to you today. First of all, He wants you to understand that it is a blessing to be over the hill instead of under the hill. You know, there's a huge, it's just a blessing to just be over the hill instead of under the hill. So I am just thankful, and you need to be also. And God simply told me to tell you this. He says, tell the people who think they are too old to change their thinking. So God is commanding you today, if you think that you are too old, to change your thinking. And oftentimes, the line of demarcation, the point at which people feel they are over the hill, it varies depending upon the person. It used to be at a point when you were 30, you were over the hill. Then it moved to 40. And so it really depends upon, there are some people who are 20. Who think they're just too old for some things. So oftentimes the true over the hill mentality does not in truth relate to an age. It relates to a spirit. And God wants you that if you think you are too old to change your thinking. The Talmud, which is the Jewish book of wisdom and law, says, for the unlearned, old age is winter. For the learned, it is the season of harvest. So whether you think it's winter or harvest depends upon your spirit and depends upon your mentality and outlook. And what most older people suffer from is lack of vision. And I'm not talking about the vision that is optical. I'm talking about the vision that is mental and is spiritual. I'm not talking about the cataract type of vision. I'm talking about the vision of what you can do and where you can go. And so many people feel they are handicapped and can no longer do anything productive in life because they have passed a certain threshold, because they feel and believe that they are over the hill. You see, young people look forward to old age. If you talk to my son, George, who's 4 years old, and you ask him how old he is, he will answer in one of two ways. He will say, I'm soon going to be 5, or I'm 4 and a half. You will never hear an older person say, well, you know, I'm 40, but I'm soon going to be 41. You just won't hear that. That there is a difference in mentality of a youth in just how they perceive with anticipation next year. Older people have a tendency to look at next year with dread. Younger people have a tendency to look at next year with anticipation. You see, I'm looking forward to next year. I'm looking forward to next year. I'm looking forward to the next decade. I'm looking forward to when I'm going to be 80, 90, and yay, even 100 years old. I'm looking forward to that. Because the alternative is not too pleasant. So I have a different viewpoint, and we need to think like the young people think, not look towards the future with dread, not look towards what we have coming with just all this great trepidation, but we need to look. In another year, I'll be 55. I'm 54 now, but in just another 12 months, I'm going to be 55. Hallelujah. That's the way you ought to think. Because people, you cannot stop the march of time. Whether you think you can, you can't stop it just by denying it. It's coming. It's not one clock is going to slow up because you deny it. It's coming. You can't stop the march of time, but you can change how you dance to it. So you can change how you move to the march of time, but you can't stop it. So I can't stop aging, but I sure can change how I age and how I think and feel and behave about aging. I went to see a movie called Up in the Air with George Clooney. And the movie dealt with a man who constantly flew all over the country. And his job was basically to fire people. He worked for this company and they hired this company to come in when they were laying off people and just to let them go. So he was an expert at that. And he was sitting there with this man who was an older gentleman, and he had announced that they were terminating him. And the man was, he was just all upset, and he was saying, "You can't tell me anything. What am I going to do now? I'm old. What am I going to do now?" And Clooney looked at the man, and he asked them a question. He said, "How much did they pay you to give up your dreams?" And he said, "What do you mean?" He said, "I read your resume." He said, "You went to school and you majored in the gourmet cooking arts. And for the last 40 years, you've been selling copiers. How much did they pay you to give up your dream?" And he bowed his head and he said, $29,000 a year. He said, "You can now go and pursue your dream. You're freed of this now to go and do what you always wanted to do in your heart and your spirit. What have you always wanted to do? But you've got one excuse after another. And now the excuse is, I'm over the hill." You're not over the hill. You're just getting ready. And see, one thing, even if you are over the hill, the good thing about being over the hill, you can go faster. You ever thought about that? You see, it's harder going up the hill. Once you get over the hill, you can go faster. So whatever you want to do, oh, you have to look at this stuff in a different light. You're not, see, when you're young, you got all these struggles, all this stuff you're dealing with, all these issues. You ought to have some wisdom there and some sense. Whatever you want to do, you ought to be able to do it faster than when you were young, because now you are wiser and smarter than what you used to be. So you're going down the hill. You ought to be able to do it faster. But yet we go through these challenges when we get over the hill. And I experienced it recently myself. As you age, there are just certain things that you just deal with. And one of the things I was dealing with, my hair is graying. And it makes a huge difference in whether I dye my hair or not. If I dye my hair, I look 20 or 25 years younger. So I was struggling with whether to dye it or not, because my hair had gotten to the point it's so strong and the gray is so strong, the henna dye that I was using just wasn't working on it. My hair just looked at it and laughed. So I knew if I really wanted to dye it jet black, I was going to have to go to the chemical dye. But chemically, I knew I didn't want to put that in my body. So I was hesitant about it. So I called my mother to just ask her wisdom. I said, "Mother, I'm at a quandary about whether to dye my hair or not." And my mama said, "You asking the wrong person." She said, "I don't like to look in the mirror and see a whole bunch of gray." My mother's 76 years old, but people, when we went somewhere recently, they were wondering what the relationship was between my mother and I. Because my mother looks so young, and she doesn't have a strand of gray in her hair, and I have some gray in mine. And mama said, "You asking the wrong person about whether to get this crash." Mama said, "I don't like to look in the mirror and see, and I like to look in the mirror and see somebody. When I see somebody young, I act act young. I feel young. I think young. Everything about me is young. So that mama don't feel like she's over the hill. So there is a point, people, where you can do more than you ever dreamed, but you're going to have to change the way that you think. You're not too old. You're not ready to retire. You're just ready to refire. There's a difference about it. And So when I talked with mama, I couldn't get a clear answer because mama was telling me, clear, boy, dye your hair, look young, and be done with it. So I went to God and I said, Lord, what do I do? You instruct me. You tell me what to do about this thing. And God spoke to me. He wouldn't answer me a yes or no. He just gave me a Bible verse. And he spoke to me Genesis 6:10. And I didn't know what Genesis 6:10 was. Now, if I were C. Elijah, it would have been different. C. Elijah knows the Bible. You can name any verse off. He can tell you exactly what it is. I didn't know what in the world Genesis 6:10 was. I had to go look it up. And when I went and looked up Genesis 6:10, it says, and Noah had three sons, Ham, Shem, and Japheth. I was saying to myself, what does that have to do with whether or not I need to dye my hair? Now, what in the world does that have to do with that? And I had to study the thing for a long time to begin to understand it. And it made more sense when I read Genesis 5:32, which says, and Noah was 500 years old when he had Ham, Shem, and Japheth. Noah was the oldest man in the Bible to first have children. He was 500 years old before he had his first child, and just about that old before he began building the ark, which took him 120 years. So God was telling me, the church that you pastor is called the Ark of Salvation. The man who pastored or ran the original ark, he was old before he began to do what he was supposed to do. And he did more in the latter half of his life than he did in the first half of his life. Everything that he was famous for, everything that he's known, and everyone who is in the earth today is a progeny of Noah, because all of the world was populated from those three boys. So Noah, the oldest man to ever have children, came 500 years old to have children. So God was telling me, and he didn't answer me the question about the hair. What he told me in essence was, you still got a lot of stuff to do, and you're not over the hill. And many of you are in the same situation. You still have a lot of stuff to do, and you're not over the hill. And I'll tell you right now, I have four boys now. And I'll tell you, I believe I am happier than any of my four boys. The youngest is four, the oldest is 13. I think I'm happier than any of my four boys. If you ask my son right now, who's sitting on the front row, have you ever seen daddy fussing or complaining or unhappy? No, and I don't even have to worry about him answering the truth. He has never seen his daddy fussing, unhappy, or complaining. Now, have I ever seen any of you all fussing, unhappy, and complaining? See, the key is not the age. And you would think that a man, once he has gotten on up in years, once he has gone over the hill, would have far more to complain about than a teenager or a 10-year-old or a 7-year-old or a 4-year-old. But the opposite is true. It's not how old you are. It's the spirit that lives inside of you. And when the spirit of God lives inside of you, you'll be happy whether you 50, whether you 20, whether you 80, or whether you are 100. God is trying to tell you that you're not over the hill. If you think you are old, change the way that you think. Genesis 37:3 says, now Israel loved Joseph more than all his children because he was the son of his old age, and he made him a coat of many colors. He was so delighted. He had all these children, but he was happiest with the one he had real old. People, there are some things that you will give birth to, and you'll be more fulfilled with the things that you give birth to in old age than you will in youth. Because first of all, in old age, you're going to appreciate it more. See, a man who has a child at 20 doesn't think of it the same way as a man who has a child at 70. I can absolutely guarantee you that. He doesn't think of it. He is Sometimes if he has a child at 20, he means, oh, God. If he has a child at 70, he's, oh, thank you, Lord. It's a whole different ballgame. So sometimes in your older years, the same thing. He loved Joseph more than any of the other children because he was the son of his old age. Didn't say the child was any better. It was only that there was no difference. It wasn't the child. He didn't say he loved Joseph because the child was smarter or could have dreams or any of that stuff. He loved him just because he was a child of his old age. There are some things, people, that you have left in you. There are some things you have to do, and it's the child of your old age. Some venture, some God is trying to tell you today. If you think you are old, change the way that you think. I had a friend who called me not too long ago. He lives in another state, and he was going through issues, and he does some work for me occasionally that I give him work to help him. And he says, you have been so good to me over the past few years. And he said, I just want to know, what can I do for you? And I told him, I said, listen, what I want you to do for me is this. I want you to get your body in shape. He said, what? I said, I want you to get your body in shape. He said, no, I'm asking you, what can I do for you? I said, that is what you can do for me. I want you to get your body in shape. And we had been talking about it, and he's a great speaker and writer, and he has his book published, but he says, I've been waiting on the breakthrough, and I've been struggling for this breakthrough. But he'd also told me about some health challenges that he'd been having. And I told him, if God were to make your book number one right now on the bestsellers list, and you had to go on the speaking circuit full time, and the physical condition that you're in is liable to kill you. I said, God cannot bless you until you prepare for the blessing. And he said, but I'll be 60 years old this year. So God cannot oftentimes bless you until you prepare for the blessing. I said, so what I want you to do for me, I want you to get your body in shape. See, sometimes this is the way we do God. Lord, I'll serve you. Lord, I'll do your will. Lord, just tell me what to do. And then when God tells you, you say, but that's not what I want to do, Lord. No, I didn't mean that, Lord. I didn't mean that. That's not what I meant when I asked you and I told you I'd do what you told me to do. That's not what I was talking about. That's not what I meant. That's not what I want to do. I told him, I want you to get your body in shape. He said, no. What can I do for you? See, sometimes what you can do for God is get yourself in shape. And when you get yourself in shape, now, I'm not talking about just body. I'm talking about spirit and everything else. When you get yourself in shape, then you can be of more use to God, because you can't be of use to hardly anybody laying in the bed sick. You can't be of much use to anybody mad. You can't be of much use with anybody with a pile of hate up in your heart. You can't be of much use with eating up with jealousy. You have to get your spirit, mind, and body in shape to truly be of great use to the kingdom of God. So people, as we travel through life, and for so many of us who are on the other side of the hill, God wants you to change just some thoughts. And don't ever even be careful how you speak, because the words that you speak will manifest in your world. And when you come and they come to life, you won't like them. So be very careful about what you speak, because words have power and they have life and they are seed. And all of the fruit that we get, I can guarantee you, if you trace it back, that fruit has been, that seed has been in that word. So be careful how you speak. Don't even say, I'm old, I'm getting sick, I'm getting decrepit. No, you're not. But you are if that's what you say and that's where you head to go. And be careful who you talk to. Because whoever you talk to, see, if I talk to mom about my hair, people, I'm going to look back 25. Do you understand? But there's nothing wrong with that. So, mama looks good. So, but whoever you talk to, their direction in life will influence you where you want to go. I have no fear of getting old because I have no intention of being like most old folk. I have no fear of getting old, but I have no intention of being like most old folk. But if you don't want to be like most old folk, you can't do what most old folk do. Because if you do what most old folk do, you're going to get what most old folk got. I can't hardly even get that old folk out my mouth. And my brother Bernard taught me something when we were out on one of the brothers' trip. And before I turned 50, I told him, well, I'll be at 50, I can get an AARP card. He said, I am never going to carry an AARP card. He said, I am never going to carry an American Association of Retired People. I am never going to carry an old folks' card. And there was something about that thing that stuck with me. And they kept sending me letters and letters. I still to this day, I do not have an AARP card, and I'm not going to get one. So I may get a young person's card, but I'm not going to get an old person's card. I'm just not going to do it. So sometimes your mentality. See, if anything, I want to be like Jack LaLanne. Now, some of you who are older, you remember Jack LaLanne from way back. The man is 95 years old right now and still going strong. He is the epitome of what you can do if you set your mind to it. Let me just tell you some of the stuff Jack LaLanne did. At age 60, he swam from Alcatraz Island to Fisherman's Wharf. He was shackled and towed a 1,000-pound boat. At 61, he swam the entire length of the Golden Gate Bridge underwater and handcuffed, and he was shackled and towed a 1,000-pound boat. At 62, to commemorate the spirit of 76, United States by Centennial, he swam 1 mile in Long Beach Harbor. He was handcuffed and shackled and towed 13 boats representing the 13 colonies containing 76 people. At 65, he towed 65 boats in Lake Ashkono near Tokyo, Japan. He was handcuffed and shackled, and the boats were filled with 6,500 pounds of Louisiana Pacific wood pulp. At 66, he towed 10 boats in North Miami, Florida. The boats carried 77 people, and he towed them for over 1 mile in less than an hour. At 70, he once again handcuffed and shackled. He fought strong winds and currents as he swam 1.5 miles, towing 70 boats with 70 people. Now, this is a man 70 years old, swam 1.5 miles, towing 70 boats with 70 people. Most 20-year-olds can't swim 1.5 miles with nothing. So what you can do, if you set your mind, will, and spirit to it, you can do more at an old age than young people can do at a young age, if you set your mind to it. I've taken it upon myself. I want to be able to pass the Navy SEAL fitness test. And my son and I, we're working on that right now. We started cleaning up the gym and reorganizing. I'm going to pass that Navy SEAL fitness test. 99.9% of 21-year-olds cannot pass that test. I'm going to pass it at 55. You can do whatever you set your mind to do, but you have to be geared to, and God has to sometimes, if you think you're old, he's telling you to change the way that you think. God wants to take you to the mountaintop, not over the hill. He wants to take you to a place that you've never been. And some of you, you've got dreams, visions, and things that you want to accomplish, but you're saying to yourself, I'm just too old now. It's too late. I'm too late. My arthritis is set in, all this kind of stuff. Do you remember the great American painter named, I think her name was Grandma Moses. Grandma Moses had arthritis. She used to be an embroiderer, a seamstress. She got arthritis and she could no longer do embroidery, so she started to paint at 70 years old. 2 years ago, one of her paintings sold for $1.2 million. So even if one thing cramps up, use another. Take your mind and understand that you are not too old. You're not over the hill. You're getting ready to go to the mountaintop. So when you understand some things, set your mind and spirit and vision. God is trying to tell you, you're not too old. You're not too old. You're not too old. You'll be like Noah, like Moses. All of the great families of men were old. Abraham, the man was 100 years old before he had his child, the promised one. So sometimes God will have you delayed in life to where you can appreciate the thing. He'll have you waiting to where you understand there's nobody but God. And some of you, he wants to get you in shape. You're waiting on the breakthrough and success, but you cannot handle it until you're in shape mentally, physically, and spiritually to be able to handle what God wants to bless you with. So for those of you right now, you need to go to airjesus.com, click on series, and you need to listen to the health series. You need to get your body in some shape where it's back to youth when you start exercising and doing some things. Youth will come back to you. Clarity of mind, all this kind of stuff, people. Don't be afraid of getting old. It's coming, and it is a welcome blessing. I want to be 95, 105. I was reading up on some old people, and I saw where one of the composers, he signed a 6-year contract, and he was 94 years old. And I said, man, he signed a contract for 6 years at 94? But he did. And the thing about it, he died at 95. But it was that mentality that got him to 94 in the first place. See, he did more at 94 than most people did at 24. So he was saying, even at 94, I'm signing this contract for the next 6 years. And people may say, but you understand some things. When you gear your mind, my father used to say this statement. He used to tell me, son, he said, even death itself will stand still for a sufficiently determined will. You make up your mind that you're going to do something, that you're going to be successful no matter what. I don't care how old you are. God will make a way for you. God has sent this message to you today. You are not too old. And if you think you are too old, change your thinking. You are not over the hill. We thank you for joining us today at Brothers of the Word, because, brother, you need the word. Amen, amen, and amen, amen. Pastor James will close us out for today.
Thank Pastor for that awesome message. And he is indeed a man that acts and thinks young. And I can assure you that no matter how old he gets, he's always going to have a young mind. And I tell you, he got that from his father. And these things even pass down to your children, because if your children see you acting and feeling young, when they get your age, they're going to remember how mama and daddy was. And my father, indeed, I was the child of his old age. And I knew even as a child that he was so proud of me, not because of anything I had done, just because he had me when he was old. And I had nobody taught me that, but I could just tell it. And he would like carry me everywhere with him. We would go out to eat, and he would just love it. I could see the way he light up. People said, is this your grandchild or your great-grandchild? He said, no, this is mine here. My father had me. He was 60 years old when I was born. And can you imagine? I remember we went to his high school reunion, and this was a 60th reunion. He took me to a 60th high school reunion, and I was a teenager. And I mean, he just was parading me like a fashion show. He wanted everybody to know. He wanted to just put on my little name tag, Nathaniel's son. And he just waited for people to ask what generation I was. But he really took pride in that, and it made him feel young. And I tell you, my mother wasn't a spring chicken herself. She was 40 when I was born. But I tell you, indeed, you can do young things even when you get older. And don't miss what Pastor said. And not only are you to change your mind, but he has a plan that so his body will be young even when he's older. So even though he's thinking young, he's working out 6 days a week. So he plans on keeping his body young. He's doing something about it. He's not just changing his mind, but he's changing his mind about what he has to do in order to stay young. So be sure to take these lessons with you. So, and I tell you, if you'll change your mind when you're young, then it'll make you look young when you get old even. So we praise God.
This ends message number 5462 by Nathaniel Brauner Jr. To hear other messages or to send this message number 5462 to a friend, simply go to airjesus.com and theonlineword.com. This has been message number 5462, Over the Hill. Listen to airjesus.com and theonlineword.com often, and keep your spirit charged up.